Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
I think people think these athletes are like robots and they just, time to go to sleep. Must work out tomorrow. It doesn't really work like that.
And Chris Ello.
I wanted to congratulate my favorite college football coach, Nick Saban.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Is that Miss Piggy introducing you as a producer?
Yes, it sure is.
Ah, and the new open for Gwen and Chris. Welcome to it. 4:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. A full 4-hour program today. Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us from Philadelphia, where the Padres and Phillies get set to kick off a series tomorrow. About 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, which means we'll have a very short program tomorrow. It'll be a sitcom tomorrow, Scraby.
I like
it. About half an hour tomorrow before the Padre pregame show. But lots to get done today. We got Chris versus the Fans coming up here shortly. If you'd like to take a shot at some trivia and a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973 this hour on 97.3 The Fan. Brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. You've heard the latest news, traffic, and weather. You've heard it all here on this show today, as a matter of fact. But there's something else you should hear. Consider getting a COVID-19 booster, as recommended by the CDC. And thanks again to Keith Smith to joining us to talk some NBA stuff. Real quick, before we get to Chris versus the Fans, Phil Mickelson not going to be playing this week. And this is the week of the PGA Championship, is it not, Mr. Scraby?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
Southern Hills Country Club. Yes.
Where is that?
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yep.
How did Tulsa, Oklahoma ever get to be a spot where you'd have a major championship?
It has a really great golf course.
Yes.
I saw some pictures this morning of Tiger playing, and it looks immaculate.
All right. Never heard of Southern Hills Country Club, but Tulsa, Oklahoma will be where the eyes of the golfing world are this weekend. The only person who won't be there is Mickelson.
Tiger actually won it.
The defending PGA championship.
Yes. Tiger actually won it at Southern Hills in 2007.
Oh, thank you. More knowledge I did not need.
Has there been a – I mean, I'm sure there has, but it doesn't feel like there's been one in a while. A fall from grace in the way that Phil Mickelson has in this
It has happened fast, too. Because it was just a year ago he won the PGA.
Right.
He was the oldest champion ever or oldest major champion.
Yeah.
50 years old. Everybody loved Phil Mickelson. And now there are still many who love Phil Mickelson, especially around here in San Diego, but there seem to be more and more and more people that just don't like Phil Mickelson, and all of a sudden he seems to be feeling the heat.
Yeah.
Because why else would he be skipping out? I mean, it was one thing to miss the Masters, which had to be tough enough on him,
mm-hmm.
but to not be able to defend his championship at the PGA, I mean, why is why? I mean, take. I mean, you're the golfing expert. Why is Phil Mickelson? So what if everybody doesn't like him? Why is he not golfing?
Because there's clearly some back channels.
There's back channels. Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yes.
I feel like it. I don't. We don't know, but
yeah,
it might be time for us to catch up with our old friend, see if we can get some.
Oh, Mr. Hoffman.
Some insight. Yeah,
something's going on here.
Because he, I mean, he waited late to pull out of this one. This was like it's like the first one. He kind of let us know a while ago.
Yeah,
but this one it took. I mean, we're closing in on the tournament here, and yeah. he's just now getting out. It just feels like. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate.
I will. There is plenty going on behind the scenes, I think, to keep him away from the PGA Tour for now. Because then there's this whole thing where Greg Norman's going to possibly sue the PGA Tour on behalf of the players that are trying to play in the Saudi League. You know
yeah,
what?
Because by the way, did you guys ever talk about it? They denied all of those.
We did not. But yes, they denied the applications to play on both tours.
They denied all of them. Yeah.
I got to say one thing about this. This is ruining golf, and this is a terrible thing for golf.
I was going to say.
This is so bad.
Golf was going along nicely before this whole Saudi league came into the verbiage.
And then I'm not even talking about Phil Mickelson falling from grace. I'm just talking about all the hatred and anger that goes around in these two different leagues. I know you want competition, but I don't care. I do not care about the legal side of things.
The only person I want to see go to the Saudi League is Sergio Garcia, and it sounds like he's going.
Yeah, he did quit 2 weeks ago on tour, or last week.
That's all fine with me. All right, chance for you now to qualify for a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, including a round of golf, speaking of. Also, dinner for two at Edge Steakhouse. Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, it's legendary Vegas fun. All you got to do is win Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, still got the trusty open for Chris vs. the Fans, although I understand there's a new open debuting, making its world premiere.
Mm-hmm. World premiere!
Yep. At the bottom of this hour for the Big Five.
Yes.
So don't miss that.
I feel like the Chris vs. the Fans open is going to stand the test of time.
I
kind of
like it, yeah. I don't want that to go anywhere. But all I do need rules.
The rules are you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you are a first-time player, all three of us, then you get the first question for free and you start on number two.
Word. All right. Scraby, why don't you go ahead and kill first the very first question you have on there. We have asked that.
Oh,
I think recently.
Yes, we did. We asked that last week.
I thought so.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to our first contestant. Cooper, come on down. Welcome to Gwynn and Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Cooper?
Nothing much. Here we go. First question. What is the name of the slow pitch that does not have any rotation on the baseball?
Change up.
That, my friend, is incorrect. Mr. Ello, the former pitcher.
Knuckleball?
Knuckleball is the answer. That is correct.
Sorry, Cooper.
Nice work. Sorry, Cooper. We move to our next contestant. Miles, come on down.
I really want to play that.
We'll play it.
I don't have
it. I think there's some...
You're the producer of the show. You can.
We don't have it.
There seem to be some legal matters on
that. Oh, is that the problem?
I don't think Bob Barker would appreciate it.
Well, Bob would be all right.
Here we go, Miles. First question. Carson Wentz, Chris Ello's favorite quarterback.
He's your favorite, too.
Yeah, my favorite, too. Is set up to play for his third NFL team. Name all three teams he's played for.
We have Philadelphia Eagles. We have Indianapolis Colts. And he was just traded to, I'm drawing a blank, shot in the dark. Who needs a quarterback? Let's go with drawing a blank. Go for it, Ella.
Oh, man, you were so close. For you, Miles. It happens. WFT, I believe, is the answer.
Yuck.
Get out of here.
It's not WFT.
Please. No,
that's the truth.
The Washington Commanders.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Miles.
Sorry, Miles.
I mean, Brady's it's
such
true,
a pain
though.
In the butt. I got to be honest with you.
That's not the team name anymore.
Every now and again, you just want to go over there and strangle the guy.
What are you, Homer Simpson? Jeez.
Oh, here we
Don't.
Go.
Don't.
No. Let's go to our next contestant. Toby, welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Toby.
Pretty good,
well,
Toby.
Here we go. First question.
They're doing okay. I'm not doing so well.
Who was the first player to reach 1,000 career stolen bases?
Ricky Henderson.
Nice job.
That is correct. Is that correct?
I hope so.
I got it from MLB.com. That was the question.
Right. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
I don't know how many Lou Brock had. Lou Brock had quite a few.
That's where I was kind of.
Yeah, that'd be my concern, but.
We'll go with question number two.
We'll go with it.
We'll go with it.
Ooh, this is a tough one. What team, this really should be a question number three, so I'm not going to ask this. Coming into today, what Yankee led MLB in home runs?
Judge.
All nice job. Rise. Aaron Judge is correct.
And Scraby was correct. Lou Brock had not quite 1,000 in his career, stolen bases.
There you go.
Phew. Give Scraby the nod.
Thank you, MLB.com, for being correct.
Question number three. Oh, man. You have earned this if you get this correct. L.A. Dodger pitcher Clayton Kershaw has worn uniform number 22 his entire major league career, except when he was first called up by L.A. in 2008. What number did Clayton Kershaw wear his rookie season in the big leagues?
Wow.
This is not this for is, me.
Wow.
That's a tough three right there.
That's good for you, Toby, because I have no idea. So you're probably going to make it one way or the other.
I'm going to go with 52.
52? That sounds good.
Stay there. You never know.
Wow.
Well, my chances are basically, I mean, I know it's not 32.
42?
Because that's Sandy Koufax. I know it's not 42. I don't know. What'd you say? He said 52?
He did.
He said 52.
I'll say 19.
Number 19,
for
Clayton
a second there, I
Kershaw.
Thought he was going to name the number on the head, but that is incorrect. Toby, stay there. You
Toby,
are a winner.
Toby, you were extremely close.
Yeah.
Really?
The number was 54.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody find a picture of Clayton Kershaw wearing a 54 uniform.
I can see it in my head. So I
can
know
you
it
really?
He debuted in that number.
How about that?
And then the following week, he got his 22.
So he wore it for a week.
He got it changed in a week. So, man, so he was like, man, this number sucks.
Yeah, well, that was good for you.
please give
that
me
that was
a
good for you,
number.
Toby. I mean, that was almost an impossible one. That would have been
it really was.
It was about 100-1 odds that I'd come up with that.
The reason that I thought it was okay is because Chris has covered the Padres for that long, and maybe somehow deep in the recesses of Chris's mind, there was a 54 there because when he did, you get the feeling, Tony, he was about to tell us the right number.
I 100% thought when he
Me
said
too.
when he asked you, what did he say, 52?
Yeah, I was like,
I 100% thought he was going to say 54.
He knows.
I didn't know. I know numbers pretty well, but I didn't even know Clayton Kershaw ever wore another number. I thought it was going to be a trick question, and you know, it's like 42, which he wore, or maybe it was like a Michael Jordan thing where he came back one year from the injured list and wore 45. But I didn't remember Clayton Kershaw ever wearing another number. So that was good for Toby. Well done,
yeah.
Toby. You are today's Chris versus the Fans winner. You qualify for the trip, potentially to win that trip to Las Vegas at the Westgate. Las Vegas Resort and Casino, round of golf for two, and dinner at Edge Steakhouse. We'll have another chance for you to win probably Thursday. I don't think we're going to have a Chris versus the Fans tomorrow or Wednesday. Short shows coming up, but you will have the opportunity to do some Chris versus the Fans winning a little bit later this week. Stick around. We've got bottom of the hour, and we have the Big Five, which I'm looking forward to more than normal today. Number one, Tony's excited about it because we're going to be I think we're going to talk a little bit more about this Patrick Beverley mess.
You guys talk about it now, and it's okay, because I can find a new topic. There's plenty of topics
Patrick
today.
Beverley was trying
to
get
full
on my
scorched earth today. Boy.
Yes, he did. He was trying to get on my good side because he was being negative against Chris Paul. But I must say that even I couldn't be that negative about Chris Paul. And I've never been a major Chris Paul fan, but man, Chris Paul really taken some lashes, not even shots, just lashes from Patrick Beverley. And the Phoenix Suns probably deserve them. Whether Chris Paul deserves them all, I don't know. But we'll discuss some of that when we come back. Gwen and Chris continues on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby here with you until 6 o'clock Cali time. 9 o'clock here in Philadelphia, where I'm at. Padres set to start a 3-game series tomorrow against the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, I had talked about, teased a Big Five before we went to break about Patrick Beverley. We've decided to actually use that topic right now because he, I don't know what Chris Paul did to him, but Chris Paul must have did something pretty bad to him. I really believe that now. He went on Get Up, which is one of the first sports shows that comes on in the morning. One of them. That is followed by First Take, which he went on that one, too. So he went from Get Up to First Take, and he just spilled all the tea and really told us how he felt about Chris Paul.
Do guys in the NBA go to sleep early the night before playing the Phoenix Suns? Hell no. No.
You mean as a team, or would you talk about Chris Paul individually?
Chris Paul individually.
Okay.
No. I'm going to Steak 44 over there in Phoenix. I'm going to have me a nice little wine, probably sweat it out, and the pregame shoot around and get ready for Chris Paul. Steph Curry, I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock. Mom, don't call me. My girl, don't call me. I'm locked in right now. It's two different monsters.
That was child's play compared to what he continued to say throughout the day in terms of Chris Paul. I mean, he would go on to say that Chris, they call him Cone because he can guard nobody. Basically,
nobody.
He is just a cone on the court.
Yeah, he's like a traffic cone, one of those orange traffic cones. They just put him on the court and you walk right around him and score.
Here's more from Patrick Beverley.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when he played Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA.
Well, what did I just say, though?
And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel and think.
I believe you, but what I'm saying
he's
is...
He's finessed the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe-throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We going to be honest? We want to be really honest?
Yes.
He should have fouled out He should have fouled out the last game, too. You see the replay against Brunson, hit him on the shoulder, hit him in the mouth. Ref don't call anything. If that's me, oh, review it. Oh, flagrant one. If that's him, they don't call it. So let's not get it twisted, man. He should have fouled out. He can't guard. He literally can't guard.
He can't guard. Yeah. He can't. Chris Paul can't guard anybody? Is that what you say?
Did you see that? No, he can't. Everyone knows that.
Excuse me. No. I don't know that. I haven't heard anybody tell me that.
Because you haven't suited up. You know, guys don't like to tell you all the truth. You know that. Because they're scared. They're scared what you're going to take with it.
No. He's right about that. They will lie. He's honest. They will lie. That is true. He's not lying about that.
Man, CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that. Everybody know that.
He can't guard anybody.
What we call him? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody that knows that.
My goodness, man.
I don't know what he did, what Chris Paul did to him. Now, Chris Paul has had a couple of people come to his defense. Dame Lillard on Twitter went right after Patrick Beverley saying he's out here acting like his word is basically the truth, the gospel. And that he's out here spilling like private conversations onto the airways. Now, Matt Barnes, who is also an analyst for ESPN, here's what he had to say shortly, I guess this afternoon, about Patrick Beverley.
Well, what I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverley earlier today. You know, as reporters, you know, part of the media, we have a job to be critical, but I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverley did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverley's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, all defense 9 times, 7 times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked because he was way out of pocket.
Wow. I would agree with all of that.
Yep, me too.
And I don't even like I said before, and everybody knows that has heard me over the year, I'm not a Chris Paul fan. He's not my favorite guy. But I just don't understand how you can have absolutely no respect for him at all as a player. My problem with Chris Paul comes from some of the stuff that goes on, you know, when the camera's not looking. He always seems like he's antagonizing somebody, and even Patrick Beverley kind of mentioned he's getting away with stuff here and there. He does seem to have that ability. But Chris Paul also has an unbelievable ability to play and dominate a basketball game. And the fact that he's been on 7 all-defensive teams, he didn't make all of those by accident. Yeah. You can make 1 by accident. You can make 2 on reputation. You can't make 7 of them if you're a cone. So it's really completely disrespectful to Patrick Beverley. And as Matt Barnes pointed out, who really is Patrick Beverley other than just a pretty good role player who you and I tend to like?
He's the guy that was standing on the scoring table after they won the play-in.
Right.
This guy was up on the thing like Michael did when he won a world title, where he had like the five fingers up.
Yeah.
That's what Pat did. But it was after a play-in game that got him into the playoff. I just thought that this is a good example of why they don't let all athletes on TV. or radio.
Give them all a microphone.
But because that's how it could turn out. Now, I think obviously the sure first take will and get up will get a lot of clicks for these sound bites. But I bet you, I'm almost positive, there will be ramifications that we don't know about inside the NBA player pool, where that is looked at as probably as disrespectful as you could be to a dude that seemingly hasn't done anything. Now, did they play together? I feel like their paths crossed in Los Angeles.
They must have played together with
the
Clippers.
They had to, right?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul was with the Clippers for 7 years or 6, 7 years. So I got to believe that they played together. And they obviously didn't get along. Like I said, Chris Paul can definitely rub people the wrong way. And that's part of, you know, his game is to rub people the wrong way. The same way Draymond Green can rub you the wrong way.
100%.
The same way Patrick Beverley can do the same thing. But to totally diss Chris Paul's game and his ability, and I shortchanged him. He wasn't 7 times all defensive. He's 9 times all defensive. He's 10 times all NBA. These awards are not chosen just on reputation. Chris Paul, the games that Phoenix did win in this Dallas series are because of Chris Paul. He dominated the fourth quarter of games one and two. He did play terrible down the stretch, and he has to wear the fact that he's been on five teams now in his career that have had a 2-0 series lead and lost in the playoffs, because they had that stat all over Twitter today. But regardless, and like I said, I don't like Chris Paul, but regardless of whether you like him or not, you got to take Patrick Beverley's comments and throw them away, because they seem petty, and they seem personal almost.
They seem very personal.
Yeah.
Very personal. Here's what Dame Lillard tweeted. He said, "Bruh on TV acting like his word is law, speaking on private convos and praying on MF's downfall. This weird behavior shaking my head. I ain't got a horse in this race." He said, and somebody tweeted, "Well, his stats aren't bad." And he said, "Because nobody's guarding this man." And he finished off by actually tweeting at PatBev21. He said, "What CP do to you?" Trying to figure out where this animosity seems to be coming from, because it did seem to come out of left field. Clearly, these two don't like each other, and maybe we're just now finding that out.
Maybe.
4:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby here with you until 6 o'clock Cali time, 9 o'clock here in Philadelphia, where I'm Matt. Padres set to start a 3-game series tomorrow against the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, I had talked about, teased a Big Five before we went to break about Patrick Beverley. We've decided to actually use that topic right now because he, I don't know what Chris Paul did to him, but Chris Paul must have did something pretty bad to him. I really believe that now. He went on Get Up, which is one of the first sports shows that comes on in the morning. One of them. That is followed by First Take, which, you know,
he went on that one too.
He went on that one too. So he went from Get Up to First Take, and he just spilled all the tea and really told us how he felt about Chris Paul.
Do guys in the NBA go to sleep early the night before playing the Phoenix Suns? Hell no. No.
You mean as a team, or would you talk about Chris Paul individually?
Chris Paul individually.
Okay.
No. I'm going to Steak 44 over there in Phoenix. I'm going to have me a nice little wine, probably sweat it out, and the pregame shoot around and get ready for Chris Paul. Steph Curry, I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock. Mom, don't call me. My girl, don't call me. I'm locked in right now. It's two different monsters.
That, by the way, that was child's play compared to what he continued to say throughout the day in terms of Chris Paul. I mean, he would go on to say that Chris, they call him Cone because he can guard nobody. Basically,
nobody.
He is just a cone on the court.
Yeah, he's like a traffic cone, one of those orange traffic cones. they just put him on the court and you walk right around him and score.
Here's more from Patrick Beverley.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when he played Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA.
Well, what did I just say, though?
And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel and think.
I believe you, but what I'm saying
he's finessed the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We go be honest. We want to be really honest.
Yes.
He should have fouled out. He should have fouled out. The last game, too. You see the replay against Brunson. Hit him on the shoulder. Hit him in the mouth. Ref don't call anything. If that's me, oh, review it. Oh, flagrant one. If that's him, they don't call it. So let's not get it twisted, man. He should have fouled out. He can't guard. He literally can't guard.
He can't guard.
Yeah.
He can't. Chris Paul can't guard anybody? Is that what you say?
Did you see that? No, he can't. Everyone knows that.
Excuse me. No. I don't know that. I haven't heard anybody tell me that.
Because you haven't suited up. You know guys don't like to tell you all the truth. You know that. Because they're scared. They're scared what you're going to take with it.
He's honest. They will lie. He's not lying about
that. CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that. Everybody know that.
He can't guard anybody.
What we call him? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody
that
knows that.
My
Everyone
goodness,
knows that.
Man. My goodness.
I don't know what he did, what Chris Paul did to him. Now, Chris Paul has had a couple of people come to his defense. Dame Lillard on Twitter went right after Patrick Beverley saying he's out here acting like his word is basically the truth, the gospel, and that he's out here spilling like private conversations onto the airways. Now, Matt Barnes, who is also an analyst for ESPN, here's what he had to say shortly, I guess this afternoon, about Patrick Beverley.
Well, what I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverley earlier today. You know, as reporters, you know, part of the media, we have a job to be critical. But I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverley did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverley's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, all defense 9 times, 7 times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked because he was way out of pocket.
Wow. I would agree with all of that.
Yep, me too.
And I don't even like I said before, and everybody knows that has heard me over the year, I'm not a Chris Paul fan. He's not my favorite guy. But I just don't understand how you can have absolutely no respect for him at all as a player. My problem with Chris Paul comes from some of the stuff that goes on, you know, when the camera's not looking. He always seems like he's antagonizing somebody, and even Patrick Beverley kind of mentioned he's getting away with stuff here and there. He does seem to have that ability. But Chris Paul also has an unbelievable ability to play and dominate a basketball game. And the fact that he's been on 7 all-defensive teams, he didn't make all of those by accident. Yeah. You can make 1 by accident. You can make 2 on reputation. You can't make 7 of them if you're a cone. So it's really completely disrespectful of Patrick Beverley. And as Matt Barnes pointed out, who really is Patrick Beverley other than just a pretty good role player who you and I tend to like?
He's the guy that was standing on the scoring table after they won the play-in.
Right.
This guy was up on the thing like Michael did when he won a world title, where he had like the five fingers up.
Yeah.
That's what Pat did. But it was after a play-in game that got him into the playoff. I just thought that this is a good example of why they don't let all athletes on TV. or radio.
Give them all a microphone.
But because that's how it could turn out. Now, I think obviously the Shore First Take will and Get Up will get a lot of clicks for these sound bites. But I bet you, I'm almost positive, there will be ramifications that we don't know about inside the NBA player pool, where that is looked at as probably as disrespectful as you could be to a dude that seemingly hasn't done anything. Now, did they play together? I feel like their paths crossed in Los Angeles.
They must have played together with
the
Clippers.
They had to, right?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul was with the Clippers for 7 years or 6-7 years. So I got to believe that they played together. And they obviously didn't get along. Like I said, Chris Paul can definitely rub people the wrong way. And that's part of, you know, his game is to rub people the wrong way. The same way Draymond Green can rub you the wrong way.
100%.
The same way Patrick Beverley can do the same thing. But to totally diss Chris Paul's game and his ability, and I shortchanged him. He wasn't 7 times all defensive. He's 9 times all defensive. He's 10 times all NBA. These awards are not chosen just on reputation. Chris Paul, the games that Phoenix did win in this Dallas series are because of Chris Paul. He dominated the fourth quarter of games 1 and 2. He did play terrible down the stretch, and he has to wear the fact that he's been on 5 teams now in his career that have had a 2-0 series lead and lost in the playoffs, because they had that stat all over Twitter today. But regardless, and like I said, I don't like Chris Paul, but regardless of whether you like him or not, you got to take Patrick Beverley's comments and throw them away, because they seem petty, and they seem personal almost.
They seem very personal.
Yeah.
Very personal. Here's what Dame Lillard tweeted. He said, "Bruh on TV acting like his word is law, speaking on private convos and praying on MF's downfall. This is this weird behavior, shaking my head. I ain't got a horse in this race." He said, and somebody tweeted, Well, his stats aren't bad. And he said, because nobody's guarding this man. And then he finished off by actually tweeting at PatBev21. He said, what CP do to you? Trying to figure out where this animosity seems to be coming from. Because it did seem to come out of left field. Clearly, these two don't like each other. And maybe we're just now finding that out.
Maybe Beverly thought he had a role in one of those State Farm commercials where Chris Paul put the kibosh on it.
Gotta take it away from
something him. Happened because, man, it was not right to say. I mean, this guy's an all-time player. He's in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot without even a question.
I'm just saying, of what Pat Beverly Bev, like, says. Man, you gotta really think pretty highly of yourself to get on national TV that way and talk about somebody else's game that way that is clearly not even close to even on the same platform as you. You got to really think highly of yourself. Clearly, Pat Bev does.
He certainly does.
Did we find out? Did they cross paths?
I've been looking, and I can't do it quickly
enough. It doesn't look like they did. Okay. Looks like Beverly was with Houston from 2013 to 17. Yeah. Chris Paul was with the Clippers from 2012 to 17. Chris Paul came to the Clippers right after Patrick Beverly left, so... Yeah, I don't know what his hatred is. Patrick Beverly, to his credit, does have three times on the all-defensive team.
It's about six short.
That's six short of where Chris Paul has the cone. So he's the cone.
He was Beverly's like, duh, cone. Like, not what are even you guys missing here? Yeah.
That was something.
That's too bad because I like Patrick Beverly, but I'm going to have to take that with a grain of salt from now on.
Yeah, that was all bad. All right, let's step away. We got a big five. Scraby's got a big five. I hate that we had to take one of his subjects, but he's already filled it in.
So
you'll have a full Big Five when we return. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
All righty. 4:37 is the time. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. And Matt Scraby working hard as the producer behind the scenes, putting together a whole bunch of brand new opens for all the little segments of the program.
It's very true.
Why did you do this,
Scraby? I gotta tell you, man, you take some time out of your day to put these opens in.
I enjoy them. Thank you for the compliment, though.
It sounds like he does in about 10 minutes.
I was going to say that I wish you put that kind of effort into everything else you do.
Only things that benefit me.
Be careful if you hear a compliment because a dig might be coming right up.
So just set me up with the compliment.
Don't ever
get too
comfortable.
It's like leaving the jab out there to follow it up by the right hand that comes
That's
over the top.
It, man. You'll get jelly legged by that right hand.
Wait, what?
Jelly legged. You know, when you get hit with the right hand, the legs go wobble, wobble, wobble.
Oh, now
then you go down.
Jelly leg. There you go.
Then you go down. Tony hits you with a haymaker.
The reason
there.
I did new opens is because Chris was sitting here last week and he goes, you know what? I think it's time for a new open. And I said, all right, Chris, you got it.
Did he say it like that, too?
You and know he said, what?
And he's like, you know.
I don't think I talk quite like that.
I was listening to the Big Five last week. It needs a new open.
What am I, like Dave Marcus smoking a cigar?
I don't know, but it was great.
Sound like Dave Marcus after a few too many darts.
Darts. Long darts.
How's Dave Marcus doing, Tony?
He's
all
worried,
right. He wants
as
Tony
worried
to run up the
ever.
Rocky stairs.
He's as worried as ever.
Tell Dave Marcus to run up the Rocky stairs. He was the guy who played the Rocky music at his wedding. He
let me know that he's already done it a couple of times.
Well, why not do it again, Dave?
Come on, Dave.
For everybody who doesn't know, Dave is the traveling engineer with Tony and Jesse for Padres
everybody
baseball.
He's the producer of Padres Radio.
I'm sorry. I should have given him the credit.
Don't short stick him like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
Man. Come on
Dave,
now.
Dave texted me at like 8:30 in the morning on Friday
sure
asking
did,
me a
to
question.
To tell you about something that was happening at 5:30 p.m.?
Correct.
That sounds about Dave.
Hey, all of us pretty
That's why
weird
all the equipment works when you get there, Tony.
Touché.
That's what Dave would say.
Touche.
That's what Dave
true.
Would say. All right, let's check some traffic. And then everybody sit back, turn up the radio a little bit, relax. We got a brand new open for the Big Five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, there it is.
Wow.
There it is.
That was pretty good, Scrape.
Another bang-up job, Scrape.
Thanks. I love when I get to make my music be like heavy metal, baby.
It's amazing what happens when you spend 11 minutes on a new open.
It's true.
The kind of comedy love gold this. You're able to produce.
I love this effort, man. I really
Thank
do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope we get more
it's
of
about
it.
Nice work.
3 times a year, so about it.
So we don't get anything again until August?
Yes, correct. Gotcha. Before we get into the Big Five, Padres fans need to go to Petco Park on Tuesday, May 24th, and be one of the first 35,000 fans. You'll receive a Manny Machado bobblehead. This is the first Manny Machado bobblehead giveaway since he joined the Padres, and it's a replica of his classic throw while blowing a bubble. I've seen these things. They look awesome. I want one. The Padres host the Brewers on the 24th at 6:40 p.m., and tickets are still available, padres.com/tickets. So you'll
Will
get the
Manny
Machado bobblehead.
Will this be the first bobblehead doll that's blowing a bubble?
It possibly could be. I can't remember any bobbleheads blowing a bubble.
No.
But that's what's coming up on May 24th at Petco Park.
That's just a little more than a week away. It's
yeah.
next Tuesday.
I know.
Get your tickets.
padres.com/tickets.
Number five.
We should send that to the Padres. They would love us. We did that so nicely together.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, the Padres were kind of hard to find on TV on Friday and Sunday, so many people listened to Tony Jesse on the radio, including me. I listened to nothing but Padres radio all weekend long, and I'm not just saying this. It is a good listen, and I'm not just saying that because I'm friends with Tony.
I think
it's a good listen. No, I'm not. A lot of people
what
were saying...
What if it wasn't a good listen? What would you say?
I wouldn't even be bringing it up at all.
I appreciate it. My mom always did tell me, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it.
Yeah, that's I just right. wouldn't say it if I didn't like it. But some people
were
tweeting...
hang on a second. I think it's a good listen, too. I didn't want to make it sound like I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, I see. I see. Chris needed to jump in and have some goodwill towards it.
I got you, Chris.
Okay. All right. All right.
Want that cleared up.
So during the weekend, I saw a lot of tweets complaining about what was going on with the TV. And I think it is kind of ridiculous. Two out
of
three games.
My mom has not let me hear the end of it.
Well, your mom is...
For some reason, it is my
fault
that neither Friday nor Sunday's game was on terrestrial television.
Yeah, Friday was on Apple Plus. Sunday it was on Peacock. Yeah. And it was a little weird not being able to find the Padres games. But being the weirdo I am, I was in protest and I did not sign up for either.
Good.
I put out a poll.
You were in protest.
Yes. I put out a poll yesterday saying, did you sign up for either Apple Plus or Peacock to watch the Padres this weekend? That's at Matt Scraby. I was surprised by the results. 25% said yes, they signed up for one of the two, and 75% said no. And I got all sorts of responses. Some said they already subscribed to both. Some said they only watched one or the other. Some said they needed their children or grandchildren to help them set it up. Some refused to sign up at all. And some found not so legal ways to stream online. I appreciated those DMs. And I was not clicking on your links, people.
Sure.
I don't know where you're sending me. If we look at the poll, Chris, do you think 25% of baseball fans signing up for one or the other is the success that MLB was looking for?
I hope not. I hope not. I don't really know what they're looking for other than just to cash in.
I would say one in four is pretty good.
It just ticks me off. The whole thing upsets me. It bothers me. You know, it's the old man on the lawn part of me that says, I don't have the time or the energy or the extra capital to spend on going through all of the hoops that I had to go through to watch a Padre baseball game Friday and Sunday. Not when I'm used to getting my games pretty much handed to me on a silver plate every night. And I, you know, I can listen to the game and I do to Jesse and Tony, but you know, I'm used to just having a ball game right there whenever I click around the TV. And I am speaking for my mom and people like her that really didn't have even the ability to download those games. I just think it was a colossal money grab by Major League Baseball, and it bothers me a lot.
Was it a success?
No. I hope not.
Okay, all right. Tony, what do you think?
I hate to disagree with my partner, but I think if that poll holds to be true, like in its entirety, I would say it is a success.
One in
right?
four.
Because you got to think, some of those folks already have it, as you said, right? And so you got that working for you. If you got 25% of people to actually get it just for that one game, then I would say that that is probably more than they could have anticipated.
But isn't that a success for Amazon Prime or Apple TV? Is that a success for baseball? Baseball's already got the money, right?
Listen, as rabid as our fan base is, it's not the biggest. And if you're getting 25% of Padre fans to do it, what are you going to get when it's the Yankees or it's the Red Sox? I would guess it's going to be even higher, right? So
yeah.
I would say that it is a success from that standpoint, even if Amazon Prime or Peacock in one of the cases is the one that is the big benefactor. If you're MLB, all you want is for eyes to be on your game. And so I would say that it was a success if Scraby's numbers are true. It is.
I mean, yes,
Twitter,
it's an unofficial poll.
Right.
But
right.
I did get a lot of responses on it, and it didn't seem like people were as angry as...
I was about to say, most of the sidebar comments you got were in reference of people who were either trying to already or wanted to get it in some way, shape, or form. Now, you had a couple there that either found illegal ways to do it or just adamant not, but most of those options seem to be on the positive side.
I was very surprised. Very surprised by this unofficial poll.
I'm not surprised. I think people just are so used to watching Padre baseball, they're willing to do whatever they have to. But I don't necessarily mean that to think that they all liked doing it.
No, I don't think that they like doing it either.
Here's the other thing. It's good because those who don't like it, you know what they do?
What?
They turn on the radio.
Oh, yes,
and they
do.
They listen to us.
And there was plenty of tweets for that, too, right?
And there was a ton of tweets of that. And you know what? There is space. Because there was always thought. I mean, radio was supposed to die a long time ago, right? It goes to show you that there's space in this sports world for both.
I think for Chris, this is a bad thing I'm about to say, but I think it was a success for Major League Baseball to take to other streaming platforms and say, here, we've gotten these signups on these games, and so you could do this too.
You know who did it first? You know what league did it first? NFL.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody's trying to follow the NFL in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but my mom doesn't care about the Houston Texans Carolina Panthers Thursday night football game.
That's a hot matchup.
She cares about her Padres being on TV where she can get them every night.
And your mom wasn't the only one, Chris. I did see a lot of people asking for help, and it was very confusing for some out there. But that's what we found, and I don't think the Padres have many games on these streaming platforms this year.
I believe they have a few more.
I think it was just like because two of the three came against one team in one weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Number four. New Orleans Saints legend Drew Brees hung up his cleats last March and accepted a job as an analyst for NBC. This weekend, it was reported Brees would not be working for NBC in 2022, and the former quarterback took to Twitter to address his future. He said the reports were not accurate while adding that he could return to the field. Quote, despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you know, end quote. Some speculate Tom Brady's contract has set a price very high for big-name analysts, and those analysts want to be paid as much as they can get. However, that's not a reason that is given in Drew Brees' response. I just want to point that out. Tony, does it surprise you Drew retired from broadcasting after only 1 year?
Wait, he didn't say he retired. He said he didn't know what he was doing yet.
Does it surprise you that there are reports that he's retiring after 1 year?
No, it doesn't surprise me that there are reports. We are in a world where we're always trying to report something that before somebody else does. So sometimes we get ahead of ourselves, and occasionally you're dead wrong, but we'll find out how this one. I'm more, I guess I shouldn't say surprised. I guess I'm more thinking about the chance of him coming back and playing, I guess. Right? I mean,
that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. But the mere fact that he actually put that in a tweet that he may do that, that's a long way from where he was when, you know, they were asking him to come back last year, right? I don't think he. Didn't seem like he gave it much thought, but this tweet seems to say otherwise now.
Chris, what do you think about this whole thing? Does it surprise you?
Winston is really ecstatic to hear that Drew Brees might be coming back and take his job in about 2 seconds.
Sean Payton's not there anymore.
Well, Drew Brees is better than Jameis Winston, even with a year off. I don't know what Drew Brees is going to do. I know one thing. If he does play pickleball, I'm going to sign up for him on my fantasy pickleball team. Because I think he'd be pretty good. I don't know what he's going to do. I have no idea. But I think he's seen some of the quarterbacking in the National Football League. And I think he's thinking maybe he can... he might be thinking about coming back. I would take that more seriously than I would him retiring from broadcasting.
Hmm. All right.
So, I don't know. Number three.
Forgot to say this. I was so excited about the Open. The Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Now, the Cincinnati Reds threw a combined 8 no-hit innings against the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh. The Pirates were no-hit for all of those innings, but the Reds still lost the game. In the bottom of the 8th, the Pirates were able to walk the bases loaded, and Cabrian Hayes hit a grounder to second that looked like it was going to be a potential inning-ending double play. However, Alejo Lopez bobbled the transfer, and Hayes was able to beat his throw and was able to get his... what am I trying to say here?
Builder's I don't know. Choice. I'm not going to help. Don't help yes. him. Don't help him.
And Hayes was able to beat his throw for an RBI force out.
See pull it out.
I yes. should have just left him out there yeah. to dry.
I was confused there for a second.
He didn't know
it was
what
a fielder's
to call it.
Choice, yes. It, well, the, I wrote RBI force out, which doesn't make any sense.
RBI force out.
No, in a way, that's correct.
That would have worked.
Yeah.
I don't know how I came up with that. Anyway, rookie Hunter Green, the one Chris and I have been talking about lately, struck out 9 and he walked 5 in 7 1/3 innings. So, Chris, are you more surprised that Hunter Green went 7 1/3 innings of no-hit ball, or this has happened actually 6 times in baseball history, meaning a team without a hit wins the game?
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened more in baseball history. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
This seems like it would be pretty rare.
Yeah, well, it is. It's happened 6 times in over 100 years, so it is pretty rare.
Guess that's true.
I'm thinking it'd be less rare than that, because guys do have bouts of wildness. I mean, it's not that hard. It's not really. Think about this. It's not that hard to score a run in baseball without the aid of a hit. It happens all the time. You have an error, you know, a
walk
sacrifice
a
bunt, a stolen
loaded.
Base, a fly ball. There's a run. I mean, it's not that impossible. So I'm surprised that more games haven't been won in this fashion, but... Hunter Green, I feel a little bad for this guy. He finally pitches, you know, lights out baseball, but he's having a tough rookie season. I mean, he's got 6 losses already. He's got a 6.21 ERA, and that's including what he did yesterday. And that's because he's walked 20 and 33 innings, and that's why he lost the game yesterday.
He walked 5.
Walked 5. I mean, I know everybody looks at how fast he throws it and all the strikeouts he gets, but... Till he wins some games, I'm not going to be that impressed.
Tony, more impressed about Hunter Green or that this has only happened 6 times in baseball?
More impressed with Hunter Green. I mean, hey, he's a rookie doing this, and he's had a rough go of it, but, I mean, that's not uncommon for a rookie. What I'm also highlighting this that's a surprise is my man threw 118 pitches, and they left it, let him throw a hunt. David Bell... wanted that win, something terrible. A rookie pitching, throwing 118 pitches. Now, it's not that all absurd if you've seen Hunter Green. He's not a small guy. He's a big guy. I think he can handle it. Clearly, they thought so. But I would suggest everybody take in this 6.21 because in a few years, that's going to be down to a 2-something. And he's going to be one of the better pitchers in the league, I think. So... I've seen this this story before. Although it doesn't happen much, I still am impressed with Hunter Green.
Well, we only made it through 3 guys.
Carry over.
Do we want to hear about Antonio Brown on the other side?
Oh God!
Do you have do you have a new intro for the carryover?
No, I don't. I don't, Chris. That's a good question, but I don't. Basically, Antonio Brown, he said...
Wait, we got a carryover, bro. What
don't you
doing?
Just trying to, hold your horses.
Don't there. You just hold your horses. Fine.
Hour
doesn't happen
four
often.
Kicks off with carryover activity. Gwen and Chris activity continues after this short break on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.